I do want to share something, though. Yesterday, for me personally, yesterday, I have some friends that are going through some stuff. And I've been praying and, you know, praying for them. And yesterday, it just got real heavy. And I began to have a headache. And so I'm just praying, and I decided to lay down for a little bit because my head started pounding, you know, because it's a lot.
Yeah.
And so I laid down for a little bit. And that's, for me, ever since I was a little girl, that's been my secret place, is when I lay in bed and I pull the covers up and I just snuggle, you know. And I was, you know, just talking to the Lord and just pouring my heart out, you know, how I felt about things and everything. And next thing I know, I laid down probably about 4:30 or so. And next thing I know, I'm waking up and it's 10 something. And I thought, I'm just going to go lay down for a little bit and rest and just give it to my Father.
Right.
You know? I guess it was heavier than what I thought, because next thing I know, I'm waking up and it's after 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, wow, okay. Thanks, Lord. I needed that. It was just, and for me, I'm learning how to, when someone is going through something, to not step in it with them and walk it, you know, take it and bear it. I'm learning that the quicker I turn around when someone brings something or needs help with something, I'm learning the quicker I take it to the Father and surrender it and lay it there and leave it there, the better I feel. Mm-hmm. And I went, like, I woke up after 10 o'clock, and then I'm like, oh, well, okay, so I got me a drink of water, and I laid back down and slept good. I mean, that's a lot. From 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock this morning, that's a lot of sleep, man.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I didn't keep track of how long I prayed. I didn't keep track of any of that. I just,
well,
got in my safe place, my secret place, and
I tell people a lot of times that the best sleep aid you can probably have is prayer. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, especially if you're concerned about something, just start praying about it. And God will bring that peace, and he knows that. Mm-hmm. And you're right, you know, we are to help one another carry their burdens, but sometimes we try to shoulder the whole thing. Yeah. And God's saying, no, you walk alongside them, you help them. But what happens if we're trying to shoulder the whole burden is we are helping them to become codependent on us rather than dependent upon God. Yeah. And so, you know, we walk alongside them, we help them, but our purpose in walking beside them is ultimately to point them to God so that he can take care of that burden. I know many pastors who get burned out just because they take on so many of the burdens of others. And I'm like, I want to pray for you. If there's something that I can do that's going to help you, that's not actually going to harm you, you know, make you go dependent on me or somebody else, I won't be there for you. But there are things that God also says that individual has to do for themselves.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful.
I've been learning that, that for me, I want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I like to fix it, man. Somebody's door gets kicked in and they don't want to replace the whole door frame. I like to get my old Gorilla Glue out and fix it like a puzzle piece, you know? And I've learned that when people bring when people ask you for help in prayer, it's not for me to carry the weight. It's for me to take it and transfer it to the
right.
Lord. And
exactly.
Try to help them also learn to take what's weighing on them, take it and cast it onto the Lord
right.
and leave it there, even though it's not turning out the way we think it should or how I believe it ought to be.
Right.
You know.
Cast all your cares on the Lord.
Yeah.
And cast the cares of others on the Lord.
Yes. That's important. And I'm learning that. I learned that. Okay, we do have a few prayer requests this morning. First one is for my friend Chris Holmes, who is on the job for the first time in 4 months. He had surgery. He had reconstructive surgery on one of his shoulders. And then he lost his wife. His wife made her final move to heaven. And so I just want prayer for him because, you know, first are hard. And I believe this is the first time he's going to work and then coming home.
Yeah.
You know, and I know for me that was the first for me were a challenge. That's a good word. Okay. Was a challenge for me because that person is no longer there with you.
Right.
And so the first
yep.
are the challenges, you know?
Right. Yep.
And then the next one is continue to pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt. And then unspoken prayer request for Tina Dobbs and her family.
Well, Father, we just want to say thank you that you are concerned about every need, as we've been talking about this morning. And Lord, I do want to lift up Chris Holmes, who is going through some first in his life right now. I'm not sure what caused him to have the surgery on his shoulder, but apparently the surgery was a success, and he's able to go back to work. And Lord, I know there's probably some apprehension there. Is my shoulder going to hold up? What's it going to be like being back at work? What's the day going to hold for me? And even what's the future going to hold for me? So I pray that you will, first of all, calm any anxiety that he has there, that you will just let him know that you're there with him. Pray that his shoulder will hold up to whatever the rigors of his job is. I have no idea what his job is, but that it won't give him any problems, and that everything will go well there as far as his first back to work. He's also facing the first day of coming home from work without his wife. His wife has passed away, obviously, within the time frame before this. But just the idea of coming home, even though he's been by himself for however long it's been, the idea of coming home and being used to that beforehand, and now he's having to come home to that. Father, I just ask that you'll work in that situation and just remind him of where his wife is at this time. We continue to lift up Joe and Neva. Know this has been a difficult time for them. You don't need to be reminded of that, but sometimes we need to remind ourselves that they've been through a lot. And so we just ask that you will bless them, and only you can do the work that needs to be done. Pray for complete recovery with Joe from the surgery. Pray that there's the cancer that was there that's taken care of. He'll be able to regain his strength and come back soon, back home soon. And Lord, for Neva, she's been there faithfully walking beside her husband. Strengthen her, encourage her and Joe through this time, and just remind them of your love for them. And then prayer for Tina Dobbs and her family for whatever situation it is that they're facing. Lord, you're totally aware of what's going on. You know how to deal with that situation. bring resolution, and Lord, that you'll bring glory through all of this. And Lord, we know that in our prayers, that ultimately we want you to receive the praise and the glory for that. So do a work in their family and each one of these situations. And for others that have prayer requests, Lord, just help them to know that you are there with them. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our sponsor today is the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Joe Thompson. His title for this morning is Prayer. Keep it simple. Now, before we get back into the message, would you be kind enough to share with the people about your church, locations,
sure
time, and services, and anything else that you would like to share?
Right. Well, I've been privileged to pastor the Church of God here in Elk City for, let's just say, a long time. we're located at 501 West 1st Street. If you're not familiar where that is at here in Elk City, the easiest way I tell people is you go on 3rd Street to the west side of Homeland, and you turn north on Walker, and you go two blocks, and you'll almost literally run into us. Our church sits right on the corner. And you can't miss us. If you're familiar with Elk City, we're just east of the Longfellow building there at the junior high. And love to have you. Our service times are, we have Sunday school at 9:45, worship at 10:45. Right now we're right in the middle of a study on Monday nights called Transformed. If you'd like to come to that, that's at... Well, we say 5:30. We actually have a meal, and then we have a video, and we discuss that afterwards. And then on Tuesday noon, we've now started a study time for a lot of those who aren't able to really come out at night but still would like to have a time together. And so Tuesday at noon we meet, and we're doing a study in a light meal again, and then we do a study time afterwards. And we try to be done with the main part of that by a little bit before one. So if anybody's coming on their lunch hour and they are working, they're able to be a part of that or most of that as well. So doing that as well. So just love to have you come and see us, and just look forward to being with you. All right, well, we're back to prayer, how to keep it simple, and so far we've looked at the idea of that we don't get caught up in the show, and we're going to pray our prayers in private, most of our prayers. We know there's time for public prayer, but pray most of our prayers in private, and then also we need to be careful that we don't get caught up in the language, thinking that God's impressed with our language. He knows the language of the heart. That's what he's concerned about. It's not so much what we say, but the language of the heart. And I might just stop there and say for a moment, you know, if our heart's not right, then we can, no matter how great our prayer may sound, if our heart's not right, there's an issue that comes there. And then we're going to look at an additional thought here concerning that. And that's the idea that we need to trust that God is hearing what we're saying. Verse 8 says that we're not to be like them. When he's saying, do not be like them, he's not saying, don't be like those who are praying their prayers for show, who are out there making a public show of it. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And so what Jesus is reaffirming here is that God's all-knowing. He's aware of our need before we ask him. But too often we get the idea that we think we have to explain everything to God. Well, God knows better than we do what's going on. But we lay out this laundry list of things that we need God to do. Not only do we lay out this whole list of things that we think we need God to do, but we want to tell him how to do it. And then when he doesn't do it the way we want him to, we get upset and go, God, why? I brought this to you in prayer. I don't understand. This is what I wanted, and you did it this way. And I think God's up there shaking his head and going, yeah, if I did it your way, you wouldn't be happy. And so we really have to allow God to work in his way and his time. Hudson Taylor was a great early missionary in China. And as he was sailing to China to do the missionary work on a sailing ship, the ship was in great danger because the wind had died down, absolutely no wind, and the current was carrying the ship towards an island that was known to be the home of cannonballs, the people that eat people, you know, not cannonballs, but cannonballs. And so as a matter of fact, it had drifted so close, they could see the natives building fires on the beach, you know, and everything that the captain and his crew had tried had absolutely failed. And so he wrote in his journal and said, the captain said to me, well, we have done everything that can be done. He says, a thought occurred to me. And I replied, no, there's one thing we have not done yet. What is that? He asked. Taylor replied, four of us on board are Christians. Let us each retire to his own cabin and agree in prayer to ask the Lord to give us immediately a breeze. Taylor prayed briefly, and then, certain that the answer was coming, he went back up on deck and asked the first officer to let down the sails. What would be the good of that? He asked. I told him, we've been asking God for a wind and that it was coming immediately. And within minutes, the wind began to blow and he carried them safely past the reefs. The ship captain, the crew had tried everything. But the one thing that had not been tried was prayer. And you notice that Taylor says, I didn't pray very long. He says, I didn't pray very long. He said, within a few minutes, I was assured that we would have an answer. And so following up with that illustration, I think we need to understand that prayer encourages us to let down the sails to catch the wind of God's power in our lives. And God's always going to direct us to the correct answer when we sincerely pray and when we leave the answer up to Him. He does the work, but we must respond to what He asks us to do and what He asks when He says to work. If He says to let down the sails, we need to let down the sails. Because we might have been praying for God to change the current, or we might have been praying for the cannibals not to eat us. We got to do what He says, what He asks us to. And sometimes He leads us to do the hard work, and sometimes He does the hard work Himself. But we've got to spend that time in prayer and expect that God is going to answer us. Trust that He hears our prayer and that He's going to meet the need. And we might sum it up by saying, prayer is saying, God, I trust You to do what's best. That simple. So we really ought to ask ourselves some questions, I think, as we look at this passage of Scripture. In what ways have I been guilty of praying for the show? You know, have I been guilty of seeking public praise for my prayers and wanting people to give me a pat on my back? Or have I really been seeking God's answers for my prayer? You know, it's one thing to testify about what God has done for you, but it's another thing to boast about being such a great prayer warrior. There's a huge difference there. You know, we testify. We need to always testify what God has done. But if we're boasting about how good of a prayer we are, how many prayers God's answered, we've got a little bit of an issue there. Another question we might ask is, in what ways am I trying to impress God with my prayers? Do I find myself reminding God of how worthy I am and what He should do because of all that I have done for Him, and that my prayers ought to be answered? Walking a little dangerous ground there if we're doing that. Do I find the need to pray with fancy prayers, or are we just saying, God, this is the problem, I got to leave it with You? Because really, that's what prayer is. You know, well, prayer is actually more than that. It's also praising God, and you know, but when we're asking request, that's the idea. God, this is a problem. I can't do it. You can leave it with You. You can. God's not impressed by your prayers. He's impressed by the condition of your heart. Mm-hmm. That's important for us to remember. And then a third question might be, how do I display my trust that God is answering my prayers? Am I always going back to Him and hounding Him to answer my prayer instead of doing it His way? Or am I saying, here it is, God, it's Your problem, You take care of it? Like I said before, sometimes we do need to continue in prayer. I mean, the widow went before the judge, you know, those three times, kept hounding Him, so to speak. But Jesus, even when He said that, is that God's much more loving than that. But you still need to bring, until you know the prayer's on its way, the answer's on its way. But then you leave it in God's hand. And it might be, do we sincerely pray, Your will be done? And that's the key. Is allowing God's will to be done in our hearts and in our lives.
And being okay with it, even if it doesn't match what we thought it ought to be like.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we get upset when it's not answered the way that we think it should be. But God says, you know, I've got this taken care of. I'm doing it my way, you know. That song, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Well, they're not unanswered. He answered them differently. And I've told this story before, but when I was in high school, I was sweet on this girl, and she was very nice, very good looking. I thought, man, Lord, I'd really like to, you know, maybe this is a possibility. And then I was gone for 25 years, and I saw her 25 years later, and she had gotten into drugs and had issues, and she was missing most of her teeth and looked about 20 years older than I was. And I'm going, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. You know, thankfully she's turned her life around and is doing well. But, you know, you have to allow God to work his way and do it his way. So we need to remember that prayer is not about how you pray, but who you pray to. There's a story about a minister, a monk, and a priest who were in a cafe one day, and they were talking about the best position to pray in, and there was a telephone repairman nearby working on a telephone line, and so the priest said, "Well, kneeling is the best way to pray." "No," said the minister, "I get the best results standing with my hands outstretched to heaven." "You're both wrong," the monk said. "Said the most effective prayer is position is laying on the floor." The repairman had been listening to this all the time, and he couldn't contain himself any longer, and he said, "Well, the best praying I ever did was when I was hanging upside down from a telephone pole." And so there's no specific positions, there's no specific way. It may be hanging upside down from a telephone pole, but it's not about how you pray, it's who you pray to. Prayer is to the one we know and not for show. I've already mentioned that earlier. But God wants to be in that one-on-one relationship with you. And you can't impress him by what you say. You know, when you're first going out with a person, you're first dating in person, you want to impress them by what you say and how you look, you know. But after you get to know that person, if there's a true relationship there, it's less about what you say and how you look as to how much you care. And God cares for us, and he's not impressed by what we say or what we do. And so we have to take the time to get to know God by spending time with him and knowing him. And then we'll realize, you know, it doesn't matter how we pray. He cares for us, and he wants us to bring our needs to him. But we also need to remember that trust is essential to answered prayer. When you take something to God, leave it there. It's his problem to solve, not yours. Just say, "God, it's here. I'm leaving it with you." Again, there may be times when we need to continue to pray, but even when we continue to pray, it has to be with the idea, "God, it's your problem, not mine. I just feel that I need to continue to pray for this." And when he says, "All right, the answer's on his way," then we just have to trust and say thank you. Exactly. So let's not make prayer more complicated than it is. It's simply having a conversation with God, saying, "God, thank you for," it's like talking to a friend, "God, I thank you for being a friend. thank you for all you do for me. I need a little help here. Are you? I know that you can help you. If you're talking to a friend, it might be, can I help you? Or can you help me? But with God, I know you can help me. I'm going to leave it with you to help me in the way that's best for me. So, this was the first of a sermon series I'm in. And so keep it simple. Prayer simple. Then this past Sunday I talked about the first part of the Lord's Prayer. I'm talking about the second part of the Lord's Prayer next week. And then we'll be looking at a few other things in prayer through the month of October. So, all right. That's all.
Thank you so much. You always bring good stuff to this table.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate you so much. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from our brother in Christ, Pastor Joe Thompson. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let